It's time for the Daily Dust. And just so that you don't forget, it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. Will Smith shared his belief that he's one of the greatest male actors of all time.
There's actors and then there's movie stars. Okay. And there's a difference between actors and movie stars.
What's the difference?
An actor can deliver a role and take you to something that is, you know, a transformative experience. But a movie star can put a movie on their back and carry it. You go to a Denzel movie because it's a Denzel movie.
He named Marlon Brando, Denzel Washington, and Daniel Day-Lewis as fellow greats. Somebody get a pin for that big old head. And Ellen Pompeo was upset that Patrick Dempsey was making more than her when they started Grey's Anatomy. Ma'am. Hello. Ronald. Ronald should have been making more than you. No, he was in like Sweet Home Alabama before he even started on Grey's Anatomy. Selena Gomez was on the new episode of Hot Ones and was asked if she'd picked up any old man tendencies working for several seasons on Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin and Martin Short. And the answer was yes.
I sit there and read the news with them every day and they eat the same thing every day. And now I eat the same thing every day. A tuna sandwich with Dijon mustard. Or all I eat is a chicken salad sandwich. For some reason, I'm excited to get my meal next to theirs.
I think that's so adorable. Coco 2 is on the way, but not until 2029. And Brooke Shields shared a wild story on the Today Show with Jenna Bush that when she was at her grandparents' house, George and Barbara Bush's home, she discovered flooding in the living room and had to go to their bedroom to tell them.
They had their little TV dinners.
Yeah.
Their little Barker lounges.
Yes.
Their little Lazy Boys.
Yes.
And they were watching SVU.
Yes, of course. They love that show.
And they go, I said, I just want to let you know, excuse me. And like, she's in her dressing gown. And like, and I'm like, I just want to tell you that I think the house might have flooded, but I think I got it.
It was a house on the shore and the water was coming up over the rocks and into a doorway. It was not that big of a deal, but the story was cute. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren had plug-in underwear to help combat the Montana winter when they filmed 1923. Harrison says it was 21 below with the wind chill factor. When he says plug-in underwear, do you think he means like rechargeable pieces of clothing? That's so funny. It ends with us. Author Colleen Hoover posted a video expressing worry about her finances following the fallout from the controversy around that movie.
I saw that my boss put all of my merch on sale for $10 an item. That's like 5 times cheaper than what I paid for each item, which means by the end of the day today, I'm going to be broke as
Yeah. And speaking of being broke, Apple TV Plus is losing $1 billion a year. What? I'm paying for that. Now this is an idea I can get behind. Cate Blanchett says we should stop televising award shows. Agreed. And Disney's Snow White is now playing in theaters nationwide. Rachel Zegler stars as Snow White.
You'll be safe from the Queen here.
The Queen stole everything from all of us.
You're gonna need your help.
It's time to restore our kingdom.
Waiting on a wish, holding out for someday. Hoping somehow, some way, there comes a man.
Yeah, I like her voice. Looks like it could be a really good movie. I've got a dirt alert. Okay, remember I told you that Kanye West was talking ugly about Jay-Z and Beyonce's 7-year-old twins and calling them mentally handicapped? They could sue. They might do it. You never know. And a Kardashian alert. And that also has to do with Kanye West. I might just change both of these to a Kanye West alert, because Kim Kardashian called for an emergency custody hearing with Kanye West and a mediator after learning that Andrew and Tristan Tate would be visiting him during his time with their daughter, Northwest. The Tates are facing SA accusations, and Kardashian promptly ended the visit and requested the hearing. Well, and this is one of those rare instances where I take Kim Kardashian's side. Protect your children. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3, along with my dirty fingernails. I got to go wash my hands.